And if you're wondering where you can go to celebrate some of the best contemporary American writers, try France, of all places. Outside Paris today, setting transatlantic squabbles aside, a slew of American authors swarm an ancient royal enclave. It's the third biennial Festival America, a three-day celebration of writing from Canada, the U.S., Mexico, and the Caribbean. And as one French participant tells reporter Frank Browning, it's threatening to turn the whole world of French letters upside down.
It's not run by the Ministry of Culture. It's not controlled by famous elite publishers. And, notes longtime editor Ivan Nabokov, it's not even in Paris, but in the tiny eastern suburb of Vincennes.
The impetus behind it has been one man who is a bookseller.
That man, Francis Geffard, has been fascinated with American writing and storytelling since he learned to read English. American writers always sold well in Geffard's bookshop. So, in 1999, he approached the town hall about sponsoring a festival for American writers. They, along with several corporate sponsors, agreed.
We have talked a lot about the opposition between the United States and France, but the French have always made a distinction between culture and politics. The French people are very much in love with American cinema, music, and literature.
Maybe more than in America, Jerry Lewis, Charlie Chaplin, even Marilyn Monroe are icons of cinematic art, even as detective writers like Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett are seen as literary innovators. But to start a contemporary American festival in 2002, as Franco-American tensions were heating up?
Yes, it was a year after September 11, but it was weird in 2004 even more because of the war in Iraq and all the political divide. But, you know, what is important, it doesn't mean necessarily you have to have a good or a bad relationship with someone in order to share, in order to talk.
Yet for Ivan Nabokov, who spent his life here handling authors as diverse as Norman Mailer and Edmund White, the French fascination with American writing has less to do with politics than it does with the style and panorama of American storytelling.
There is a type of writing, mainly Western, Michigan, Montana, so on, exemplified by Jim Harrison, for example, whom, as you know, is a huge success in France, and more so, I think, than in America, and authors of his ilk. There's a whole group of school of authors from this West, who are not just because they're cowboys or something like that, but it's because it exemplifies the kind of rugged life in America that French imagine to be the normal life outside of big urban agglomerations. So they find certain writers perhaps exemplify this feeling.
One of those is Joseph Boyden, a Canadian who's part Ojibwa and lives in New Orleans. I caught him just before he started to talk to a group of suburban high school kids about his new novel, 3 Day Road, whose French title translates as The Road of the Soul.
Just after World War I, an Ojibwe medicine woman named Niska has heard word that her nephew's returning home from the battlefields of France. And when he returns, she finally gets him home and paddles him into the bush where they live, and she sees he's very sick, and so he's lost a leg in the war and is addicted to morphine. She tries to heal him best she can by telling him the story of her life, and he in turn reflects on his last years in the war with his best friend Elijah. They were made into snipers in the trenches because they're very good hunters.
Boyden's novel has been a hit in France, in part because it exemplifies the intense narrative and vivid circumstances that many say are often missing in contemporary French fiction. One of those French critics is Odile Allier, whose English language bookshop Village Voice has a corner spot in the festival's tent. When she came back from the United States, she found French literature simply poor.
It was self-centered. It was a literature which had gone away from the society in which literature is anchored. And I felt that literature did not talk to me anymore. While, you know, in America, you had a literature anchored in the life of the people, in the problems that arise within the society. And I opened this bookshop because I really had discovered in the States so many new literatures. African-American literature, feminist literature, gay literature, Native American literature, and also the traditional American literature of the road.
Now, infected with these models and the resurfacing of France's colonial past, Allier says a new French literature is beginning to be born.
Now, it is just barely beginning in France, and it is really bringing a new blood to French literature.
A blood that, like the American experience, has found itself both on the streets and in the pages of the national story, and that, like America too, is forever changing that national story. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.